on the phone.
Did you have one in your house when you were growing up?
Yes, did. I went up the ladder.
Did you sleep up there all the time?
Yeah, big brother did. Yes, it's covered with boards. You could see through it, see the moonlight. So it was raining, it wasn't raining.
That's where Kevin is now.
Snow and blow snow in that little fine snow. Come down your face. It was good and warm. You liked it. It made you feel cold and like it.
Good sleep.
Good sleep.
What's that now?
You call it upstairs. That's...
Did you have a lamp to get up?
Yes. Well, the drains back there, you know, the drains, and they got a fog moon. One bit wasn't a chance to get out of it.
Did you have that fog?
No.
What do you call the room? When you carry the
washing out to hang it up on the line, you carry it out in a...
basket.
What do nails come in?
K-E-W-G-S.
Is a keg, would you describe a keg? Is that like a barrel?
A small barrel, yeah.
What runs around the barrel to hold the wood in
place? Wire hooks.
Is this like the wooden
to a certain extent, yeah.
Water bucket?
Oh, it's wire and the other is bands. I mean, they're like bands, you know, steel bands. Hooks are just the same.
If you filled up a bottle with liquid, what would you put in the top down in it to keep it from spilling out?
Cork.
What would you call a little musical instrument that you put in your mouth and blow?
Blow or?
To play.
Well, there's quite a few. Jute harp would be one.
Okay. How do you play a jew's harp? Do you play one?
You put it in your mouth and it had a little instrument on the end. You blow through it and use your finger to tune it. I mean, to get the tune.
Have you ever seen anybody play one?
Oh, yes, yes. Comical looking. There, and you can still buy those things.
What about... what would you, if you were going to pound nails, what would you hit them with?
Hammer.
If you had a wagon and two horses, what is the long wooden piece between the two horses?
I didn't get the question.
If talking about a wagon there, if you had a wagon and two horses, what is the long wooden piece between the horses?
Tom.
If you have a horse pulling a buggy, before you hitch him up, you have to back him in between the...
Should hold the chaise up.
When a horse is hitched to a wagon, what do you call the bar of wood the traces are fastened to?
Double tree or single tree.
Now, on the wagon, you have two horses, and each one has a single tree. What do you call the thing that both of these are hitched to in order to keep the horses...
Double tree.
A what?
Double, the O-U-G-L-E.
What would you say somebody's doing when he's doing this, when he's filling up his wagon at a wood lot and taking it to the house and unloading it and then going back again and filling it up? What would you say he's doing?
Hauling wood.
Suppose there's a log across the road and you're going along and there's a log. You might say, I tied a rope to it and...
drug it out.
Alright, what if you had done this a lot? You might tell somebody that we had done this to quite a few logs. We had